What could be more boring than thinking about a doctrinal basis or a confessional statement? And yet, that's a fundamental part of what the University Fellowship of Christians is. we're not just a not-for-profit or an unincorporated association. We're not just a religious group, a network of religious people, but we are a confessional group, a doctrinally founded group. That is, the Uni Fellowship locally and then the AFES that we're affiliated with nationally says that what we believe is an important part of who we are. If you want to know who we are and really be a part of us, you've got to share with us this common commitment. And so to lead the University Fellowship of Christians well and engage with it in the deepest way, we need to know, well, we're a fellowship that holds to Christian truths and sees those as foundational to Christian faith and Christian ministry. A doctrinal basis does a bunch of things. I mean, you can find it on our website, ufcutas.org, or at the AFES national organisation, afes.org.au. But one of the things that a doctrinal basis does is it says what we stand for. And so it lays out a way of looking at the world that it begins, for example, with a commitment to the divine inspiration and infallibility of Scripture as authority for all matters of faith and conduct. That we actually believe that what God says in the Bible is necessary and sufficient for Christian faith and Christian life. We're committed to obedience to it. And then it spells out a Christian vision of the world, that God, Father, Son, and Spirit creating the world, that has fallen into sin and is guilty, but redeemed by the saving work of Jesus, that Jesus will return to bring judgment in the end. That's our view of history and of the world that we share then in common. And that then shapes what we're committed to, preaching the gospel, teaching the Bible, and what gospel it is that we do preach and teach. So it says, this is what we stand for, this is what we believe, this is what we're about. And so if you want to connect with us and be a part of us, you've got to share those things, and be committed to them. And so we actually say that every staff member, every student executive member, every student leader, and every guest speaker or preacher needs to be able to say, yes, I share this with you, before they can then be a leader or preacher or teacher among us. That's really important for us. Other organizations aren't like that. You could have a Christian group that's so focused on practical stuff that it doesn't really sweat the details about doctrine, and it just says, we're here to help you with the mechanics of public speaking, or the benefits of communal prayer life. But we're more than just that. We're actually saying we're united to a particular belief about God and the Bible and humanity and salvation that affects then how we go about preaching or prayer or mission. And there are other groups that are just broadly religious, that they say, yeah, as long as we love Jesus, we're all together. Whereas this doctrinal basis, this foundation for who Uni Fellowship is, says we want to actually define what Jesus, what we believe about Jesus. So it's which leads to a second thing that's important about a doctrinal basis is that it actually does to some extent draw a line around who's in, who's out. It says, here's who we are and we're not something else. Now, it's not to say that you can't be gracious, nice, friendly, learn things from and cooperate with people of other theological views or even other religious views or atheists, whatever. Like, there's lots of ways that we can be involved with lots of different people. But what we're saying is, in this fellowship, the Uni Fellowship of Christians, the leadership and direction and priorities are shaped by those who agree to these things. And so some of the way these things are worded, for example, the way it speaks about the virgin birth of Jesus by Mary, rules out someone who says they're Christian in a sense but doesn't believe in miracles. Or the way it speaks about the redemption from the guilt, penalty, power of sin only through the sacrificial death as our representative and substitute of Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, that's spelling out a very strong view of the penal substitutionary atonement, that we are forgiven and made right with God through the death of Jesus on our behalf, and that alone. And so that rules out both people who don't like the idea of sacrifice, who think there are other ways to God, or think that we contribute to our salvation through something else. to speak about scriptures as the supreme authority in all matters of faith and conduct rules out people who believe in other authorities as well, equally supreme, if you like, of church tradition and church authority, for example, the Roman Catholic view. So it rules out certain things and says we're this kind of group, not another. And then a final thing, however, is that this is a very small doctrinal basis. There's only a 10 or so points to it, because it's not saying that we are as narrow, for example, say, as the Presbyterian Church of Australia, or even the 39 Articles of the Anglican Church of Australia. It's not, it's not as tight, if you like, as a more detailed church or denominational confession of faith might be. But it's saying, actually, there's a whole lot of room for difference and diversity on other matters that are still important, but for the sake of the uni-fellowship of Christians, we can actually have different views on a whole lot of things and still work together as this mission society on campus.